Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
As we prepare for the Bills game against Baltimore in a very cold Highmark Stadium, what is the best way for a Bills fan attending the game to stay warm on Sunday night?
So staying warm on Sunday nights, it's going to be a little tricky. Temperatures are going to be a little brisk at kickoff, being the 6:30 start. But we'll go back to, say, layering. Merino wool base layers, try to avoid cotton socks, cotton base layers. Mittens are always warmer than gloves. It's going to be a game of layers. So good base layer, couple mid layers. Make sure you have a waterproof, windproof outer jacket or snow pants, and hope for the best.
When it comes to the type of clothing that works best, we have the heated clothing and down clothing that's there. What clothing actually works the best to keep you warm?
So the better heated clothing now permitted inside Highmark Stadium, we've seen this year work very well. We're partnering with a brand, Field Cheer Mobile Warming. They are partners with the Bills as well. That you can control from your phone different heat levels of this different gloves, base layers, jackets. That works pretty well. Down is always a great insulation, but trouble with down, sometimes very bulky. The jackets are big, hard to move. Just again, make sure waterproof, windproof on any outer layer. I know Highmark always has a little swirling wind, and you just want to make sure that wind does not cut through and freeze you to the bone, really.
What seems to be selling the most?
So I can tell you the last couple of days, mittens, wool socks, the battery-heated vests have been probably our most popular, snow pants flying out of here, just anything to really paddle this temperature there. I think Saturday the high will be 38 and then plummet right back down to 18 for a low. Sunday kickoff, they're saying maybe 15 degrees. Snow pants, waterproof, windproof jacket again, mittens over gloves, and make sure that you have a merino wool base layer. Try not to wear cotton.
What makes merino wool superior to cotton in weather like this?
So merino wool, it acts, it kind of pulls sweat and moisture off of you. Having so many layers on and moving around, walking from the tailgate to the stadium, you will sweat a little bit. And when you sweat, you get cold. So wool pulls that sweat off of your body, where cotton keeps it close, and you will feel wet, damp, and that'll be a bad third quarter.